Parshas Maaseh. So the pasuk says, "Va'isu va'yal Aaron akoyin ha'or harar pi Hashem v'yom osham ishtas arboim litzitz neisor me'Yisrael mechoidesh hachamishu ve'echad lechoidesh ve'Aaron min sholosh v'strim me'ashon ha'moisu b'hor ha'ar." So here in Parshas Maaseh, you have the main base Masoes of Klal Yisrael that they went through the Masoes. And the last then you have the Masa of Hor Ahar, where Aaron HaKohen died. Okay, so interestingly enough, that in that Masa, the Pasuk in Sefer Dvorim already writes that Vayamois Aaron be Moser be Moiserois. It says it was Moise, what you call it. The Pasuk says, Vayisu bivniyakan v'yachnu b'moiserois sham meis aron. So it must that he's meis in moiserois. And here moiserois is seven masois back. So says Rashi in Dvorim and Rashi in Parshas Chukas that Moklali saw Nisoa Milchoma, they saw the war by Melech Arad, they went backwards. So they went backwards all the way to Mosera, which they went seven Masoes back until Bnei Levi stopped them. So they stopped by there. That's what the Pasuk says. So the Pasuk says, Vayach v'isu b'bnei yakan, Vayach v'isu b'moiserus is backwards, because the Pasuk by us says, Vayisu b'moiserus v'yach b'bnei yakan. They went backwards. And they went backwards specifically seven Machnos. Interestingly enough, the significance of the number seven, what does it mean that they went back seven Masoes? But the Pasuk says, what happened, why did they go? Because it says the Pasuk, and the Pasuk repeats here, Va'ishma haknayni melech arad v'yoyshev v'neged beret v'voy b'nei Yisrael. Va'ishma haknayni. So Rashi, so the Pasuk says in Parshas Chukas, and in Parshas Chukas is the following, the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Va'isu me'or ahar derech here. Vaishma haknaini merech orod, yoisheva negi, ki ba isro derech asorim, velochim bisroel. Vaishma haknaini, so what was the shoma? Shemes aroin vinistal kuanone kovad Hashem kinise beroshona. Now the Pasuk says, Vaishma haknaini, who is the knain? Yoisheva negev. So Rashi says, Amalek. So the Amalek heard. Why? So why was he knaini? Veshines leshoyne belaber knan, he dressed and he made himself look like knan. Kedish Yisrael mispal makudosh bochu lasaknaini beyodom veinam en aknaini roesol levush sheyem kilvush amolekim. They had the levush of Amalek, but leshoynam leshoyn knan, the loshen that they had is the loshen knan. Omer nispal stam shenemer nosetin estamaze biyodi. So they saw that there was an inconsistency between the levush, which was the levush of Canaan, but the loshen, how they expressed themselves, was the expression of what? Of, what you call, leshoynem. So ru yisro levush shem ki levush amalekim. The levush that they did was the levush amalek. But leshoinam leshoin Canaan, the loshen that they had is a loshen Canaan, so they saw an inconsistency. That's why he says bispalo imitnosen ditenes amaze biyodi. Now the question is, why Dafka? This is a funny story that they went. They thought they're going to fool Klal Yisrael. First of all, why did they want to fool Klal Yisrael? And why did they give in such a way that the levush amolek considered amolek? But the Loshen is Loshen Canaan to make them daven Lebnois Canaan. First of all, why would they follow the Loshen? Why did they think this way? And why did they want to? Meaning the Klalos or Shonabi Mispal? The whole story makes no sense. And if they were Levushim Kilvushi Canaan, why did they think the Klalos or follow their Loshen and Mispal? I'm sorry, if the Levushim or Levushi Amalek, why did they think that they would daven for Canaan? Right? And why is this a significance? That because of this, they went seven Masoes back. That's the question number one. The question number two is that right before it says, by Vayavshet Moishe's Bogodov, they took away the big day Aaron. Aaron HaKohen was Levushe Bogodim. Vayavshet Moishe's Aaron is Bogodov. Vayalbesh Oysames Elozer Benoi Vayomus Arasham. So the idea is he took away his levushim and he transferred to Elazar. So here the Medrash already asks the Medrash Rabbah, Ve'alo im yotza kun god bivid de kiuna chutz me'arabai suifig es arboim. Nukhari is not allowed to. We know the Bachlok is Ram Raivid. If we know the big de kiuna gdoel is kelaim. Now, when can we wear big de kiuna gdoel? Only bishas avoid or shlo bishas avoid? Bachlok is Ram Raivid. Ram holds after bishas avoid. The driver holds any time in Harabais. But here, Aaron HaKohen went out of Harabais. So how could we wear big de kiuna? So that's the question. So lechoy da sovek is arboim shem tzemer u pishtim ela lo idiyocha shebeloshon shekirvu ile kihuna ve'omo lo ikach es aroin bo beloshon amor la laylo sahar. It says no, because the same loshon he used them. So that's the loshon ve'omo lo ikach es aroin, the same way the loshon that he used to be man aron originally beloshon zeh bo beloshon omo lo laylo sahar, the same loshon used to be lahar. So say the Medrash, yes, there's no kasha, because the same lotion that he used to get dressed is the lotion that he used here. What does that mean? So the Pirush in the Medrash says the Marzo writes, the Marzo Vitri, and he says the following. That's the idea. The idea is very, not Marzo Vitri, I'm sure, the Pshat in the Medrash. So who is the Pshat? Let's go see. Who is the Maharzo? Yeah, Rabbi Yisrael Eisen Einhorn, Mihrodna. Bjur Nifla Lagoin Rabbi Zeev Wolf. So the Pirush of Rabbi Zeev Wolf writes that what he means to say, that not that he told him to actually take off the golem. He says, like virtually, the same way he told him, I'm now being Mimane you, and the Minui is the Ribui Habgodim. He told him, you now give it to Elazar, but doesn't give it to Elazar here. Now, I mean, you transfer to Elazar and you give him the next time you put over, you go to Elazar. So he didn't actually dress it, he just instructed him. Those are the instructions. But the posh pshat is not mashm this way. So, but if you read the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes the halacha of ribui kiuna gdoila, the Rambam writes the following. It says the Rambam, in Perek Dalet, Milchu is klei amikdash, loch yugimel, kitz amar b'moysa b'bgodim, loy v'shumin abgodim, upoishta v'choyza v'losh l'mokar shivas, yomim, yoyim acharyim. The loch is that you have to be mal b'shumgodim, ribu b'godim, every day for 7 days. Yimashir b'sheneh amar shivas yomim l'bishim akoyim tachta b'monov, ukishiri b'kach m'shicha. Okay? Now, the Rambam holds that the mitzvah is only to be loy v'shumgodim, not to be oived. Right? Not to be oived. And the watcher called the Rashi argues, and Rashi really says Yuma that the idea is that you have Rashi Yuma daf yehe mudalev. Sribias ken goedon is malbish l'avoida, right? That you have to be loivish l'avoida. Now the only question is, he says like this. So the Rambam says like this. So Machlok is the Rambam driver. So. The idea is, if the person is loivish davoida, so the Rambam l'shita also that you could be oived davoida, loivish to God, only letzorach avoida, right? Machloek Zeram Dravid. Question is, if the 7 days is not loivish davoida, how can you wear the clothing? You're not allowed to wear the clothing, so how can you do it? Bishlam according to Rashi, you're loivish shem avoida. So Zok der B'chaim says like this, no, Shita Sarambam, the only reason you have to be doiche, the what you call, to be doiche kilayim, the only reason you have to be loivish godim, you have to be loivish godim or b'shas avoida to be doiche kilayim, because shelo b'shas avoida is not called lovush b'godim. Lovush b'godim is only when you're lovush b'godim in a situation that requires b'godim. And therefore, shelo b'shas avoida, it doesn't require b'godim. But by here, that there is a mitzvah to be loivish de kiuna, that is how you get kiuna gdoila, by being loivish de kiuna. So by being loivish de kiuna, since that is how you get it, so then he has a sem levush, umimela is doiche kelaim. He also according to Shita Sarambam, Shita's Rash, that you need avoida. It's not that the avoida is not mechanech de kuin godlos. Mechanech de kuin godlos, like the Rambam, is godim. The machloik is the Rambam and the Raivet. Is it called lovush godim? In a situation that you don't need avoida. According to Rashi, you need avoida. According to the Rambam, you don't need avoida. As long as that's the mitzvah to do it, you're doing not out of your own volition, that's called levushas abgodim. But you see something givaldic. According to Shita Sarambam, And which means it has to be what is, what makes you into a kohen. That's not the avoida, and you did the levush to do the avoida. Just the opposite. The avoida is to make the levush into a levush. And what makes a kihuna? Gdol is ribui b'godim. You need ribui b'godim. You need the b'godim big the kihuna gdola. And that what makes the kihuna gdola. Machloik is between them. What makes it the levush of a kohen gadol? Stam the mitzvah or the avoida? Mimela, you could say, and the Chavasas Hashon says the same thing. So, Mimela, that's the word. You only need the mitzvah to turn the levush into a required levush. So, Mimela, if there was a mitzvah to take off the clothing to be poished b'godov, for sure there was a sem godim. There was a mitzvah pshitas b'godov. So, if there was a shem levishas b'godim, it's the chiklaim. And that's what the Medrash means. The Medrash says, the same way that there's a mitzvah to put on the clothing, and that is even shelo b'shas avoida, to take off the clothing is also, you could do it, afilo shelo b'shas avoida. So that's the pshat nemedrash. The pshat nemedrash is saying there's no kasha because that's the idea. So what makes the levush into a levush? Looks that what makes the levush into a levush is simply what you caught. Is simply the ribub god. In other words, what makes the kiuna gdol into kiuna gdol abayin loivesh godim. And the question is, why Levishas Abgodim is what makes Kiuna Gdoela? Lechoira, an avoida, avoida mechanchos, but Levishas Abgodim, why does that make Kiuna Gdoela? Then number three, if you look at what happened to Klal Yisrael when we went, they went backwards. They went back seven Masois back, and they had this whole story of the Melchoma. It says in the Pesuk, V'tikser nefesh am b'dorech. People got fed up with the trip. And that's speaking against the Mon. They spoke against the Mon, and they got the Oynesh, which is the Nechoshim, and with the Nechoshim, and there was the idea that you had to look at the Sorach. The Ramban says those Nechoshim stayed with Klal Yisrael all the way until they went back to the right way. The Pasuk says that you put a Nechosh, and you did it, Arshimoy Sol Nesi, to put on a post, that everybody to look at it and to be healthy, to heal. That idea of putting it on a post was all the way until they went to the right Derech, which they had come back for seven Masois, until they go the seven Masois back. The question is, why Nechoshim? Why did they speak against the Mon? And what's important is, Makadosh Baruch Hu Davka here makes a Nechash Nechoshes, Verako Yosef Echai, and Rashi, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah says, V'chi Nechosh Meimis Nechosh Mechai, El Koz Manshu V'Staklim Klapei Maila. What's Meidos, and why Davka here? To answer all of this, we have to understand the idea. Molech is the Shoresh HaNochosh. We know the Nochosh, the most dangerous, the most, that's what there is else, the most poisonous for snakes is something called the Tsefa. Tsefa is Begimatria Molech. The whole idea of the Chet HaNochosh is translated, mutated into a Molech, into Esav, and the ultimate of Esav is a Molech. State in Reb Tzodek already says, and the Maral says the same idea also, that we know that Be'esav had the big day, Be'esav HaChamudois. He has the Begodim of Odom HaRishon. Vos Mintos. So says the Maral, there is the Kedusha of Odom, the Tzelem HaOdom, and the Tzelem HaOdom is the Odom Be'atzma, and that's Yaakov Avinu. But after the, by the Chet of Etz Hadas, the natural result that came of Chet Etz Hadas on the Tzura Sa'odom, what happened in Tzura Sa'odom? That now he had the idea of Levush. The idea of Levush is that there is something that has the surface, has the has the superficial, it has something which covers the reality and gives an appearance. The whole idea of the appearance is to create kibiyocho, that's beged, b'loshon begida, beis gimel dalet, that today the reality is covered with something that really frustrates, that really confuses the reality. Etz hadas created the confusion is that the essence cannot be seen and is only seen something which is kosnosoyer. Who is the one who is the one who has the who has the what you call the achiza, who has the bailus on that levush, the one who has that is Esav. That's why Esav big the chamudis. The Maral says the same thing also. The Maral says the same thing. So the Tzodok he says, that's why Esav, his outside is doim lechazir, Chazal say. The Pasuk says, chazir miyar is Esav. Why? Because the chazir in the outside, in the what's near a lainaim, it's kosher. Only what's inside is treif. This is Mare Tlopov, that he sees himself, he shows himself as a kosher animal. That is the defining characteristic of Esav. Esav is that sheker that gives you an impression of sheker. Right? And the Maral says the same idea in Perek Tezayin of Sefer HaNetzach, that Maila Salvush Vayaser Rekim Laodo Mulishto Kosnos Oir Vayalbishem. That kosnos oir vayalbishim is big the Esav Hamuda, is that's the koyach of Esav. That's Esav has the Olam Hazeh. He has the world of this whole idea of superficiality, this whole idea of the klipa, of something that is mechase, something that covers, what something that becomes what you call something that is not essential, but something that looks like that's Esav. That's why Esav, his malach is Lama Zetisha Lishmi. When Yaakovin asked the Shemash Leisov, is interesting that the, it's different than the answer that was given from what you called by the Malach of Manoach. The Malach of Manoach, he says, "Lama de tishmanish mi vupeli." He explains why. Don't why are you asking my name? My name changes, which means that we don't have a name kavua like Rashi says. Here it doesn't say that. So the Moshe always quotes the Shemari that this is the Sefalim saying Dari or the Zoyar, that the name of Sora Shalaisov. Why do you ask? He gives you an appearance. He gives the whole idea of him is something that's a cover-up, is something that gives you a false impression, is the world of impressions. This idea is Esav. Esav is the idea of the Levush. That confusion that Amalek creates, while we had the Anon HaKovet, the Anon HaKovet state in Red Netziv, until the Anon HaKovet, we are in the Midbar. After Aaron HaKohen died, Aaron HaKohen is the midah of Torah Shebaal Peh, that through learning in the human mind, he still reached the higher madrega because we were in the Anon HaKovet. Anon HaKovet made the levush grow with the person, was essential. There was no world of Gashmi. It was world that create gave us, the Anon HaKovet gave us the kisui, was a kisui of Emes. Now when the Anon HaKovet is out, the Kisu is a Kisu of Sheker. The Kisu of Sheker is exactly the Melchom of Amalek. The Amalek comes, he dresses like Amalek, but the dressing of Amalek means that is something which is confusing. That's why Leshoinu, the way how it's speaking out, is Loshon of Canaan. The Levush of Amalek is exactly to confuse and to create an appearance which is not real, which is confusing. That is Esav, Lama Zetisha Lishmi. So therefore, right after the Anon HaKovet, Anon HaKovet is that the kisui, that the mikse, that the cover-up is a cover of Yikar, a cover of reality. What you have right after his death, that cover of reality is gone. And therefore, automatically comes the Levush of Esav. Once that Levush is out, the Levush of Amalek comes, which creates confusion by having a Loshon of Canaan. Mimela, that's the idea by Bigdei Kehuna. Big the Kihuna, stating Groin Naderes Eliyahu on the pasuk Vayaslem Kosnos Oyer Vayalbishem, stating Groin in what you call it in Naderes Eliyahu Vayaslo Vayalbishem, it says Vayaslo Ishlodem Kosnos Oyer Vayalbishem. What be Vayalbishem? Loyers Lem Seder Al Bosha, to teach them how to be Loivish Big the Kihuna. Because Big the Kihuna is exactly that, that the Kohen is the one that creates kibyochol the levush, which is the levush of Anon HaKovet. The idea, what is covet, that gives you the reality, gives you what has value. All the idea of the levush of the kihuna is to realize that the levush is something which is emes, that reflects the reality. State in Orachaim HaKodesh, the pasuk says, lechovidu tifores. The big the kihuna lechovid uletifores, and that much I'm going to explain more this week. But what is lechovid uletifores? It says the big the kihuna, the Kohen Gadol had big the kihuna of Lovan and big the kihuna of Zohov. The big the kihuna of Lovan, those four godim are connected, the four letters of Shem Shamayim, which is Adnus and Havaye. So there lechovid uletifores. Tiferes is the beauty on its own. It's own beauty, the Tiferes. Tiferes is what's called the Gilui Shomayim. which can be yochol, is the mid, which is big dilovan, and that's yud ki vav ki, is something which is synthesizes all the koichos and reflects all the lights back. Has no reality, is a dovar poshut. That represents the Shem Shomayim Yud Ki Vav Ki, which is in essence is called the Tiferes, which is the beauty, which is the roots, which is the shining of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the light of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Mekabel of that, which is Midas Hamalchus, that's Midas Hamalchus is Zohav. Zohav is Zehav, give me that. You're taking a Kli to be Mekabel, which is the Shem Adnus, which is Be Hashem Be'echal Kotri, the Echal Kotri, Be'gimatria Echal, is Be'gimatria Adnus. That's the one that's Mekabel, Shem Shomayim, that's the Big Day Zohav. So the Big Day Kihuna is the Big Day Kihuna, our remorse to realize that in the world of superficial, in the world of that we live of a cover-up, the world of a make-belief, there's a remiss of what the reality of is. What's the Loshon? The Bugodim tells you a story. They are meramis to a story. By Esav, the big day Esav, which is the Godim of Esav, which Godim are those? The Godim of Amalek, they speak the Loshon Knan, they confuse you, they tell you a different story, they fool you. The big day Kehuna, the ones that they cover, the Olam Hazeh, tells you the truth. That's the concept of Korbomis. The Kyoyen is Begimatri 7.5. Because it's mechabed in the world of physical of 7, the Maral says in the world of spiritual. That connection, that the remes, is the big, the kihuna. That's why the levush is what the kohen is mesaken. That's why, how do you become a kohen gadol? Naiba davoida, by the levisha. That's why Mordechai yotza bilvush tcheles, Mordechai is the ultimate example. That in the world of physical, in the world of appearances, that what it appears to be, that is a world of coincidences, or there's a Molech there is trying to do, that gives you a story. We look the remes, what is the real narrative, what's the real story, what's the real Loshon? That idea to Mesaper, Kvodosh Lakudosh Bohu, that is Merabes of Mordechai Yotze Bilvush Malchus Bitcheles Vargoman Chazal say he was Yotze Bilvush Big Di Kehuna. Big Di Kehuna is that Tikkun, right? When they saw a Milchoma, Negedamolok, when they were exposed by the Oren and they were afraid of Melchoma, they realized that they are away from the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That away is the 7 Masoes. That away is the 7 Masoes, which is Keneged the Malchut, which is the Mekabel of the Oren of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we become distant. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, you are distant. You are not close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That distance is 7. That's why I told you, because the Shem Shomayim, the 42 names of the Masoes, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu coming to us. The 7 Masoes, we reaching back to him from a distant Ish Me'urachoik Bizmidas Malchus V'Ish Me'urachoik V'Yavou V'Itnu L'cho Keser Melucha. Those 7 Masoes back is Keneged Midas Malchus, which is when Aaron HaKohen took away the Levush of Aaron. So we asked, why does Aaron have to take away his Levush and give it? Because the Levush of Aaron is the Levush of Olam Hazeh. In the Anone HaKovet is the Levush of Emes, is Levush Yekar. And that Levush is the Levush in the Midbar. When he took away the Levush Kehuna going to a lower Madrega, the Madrega of the Bonim, that now the Remes to Olam Haba, the Remes of the Emes, the Loshon is much more difficult. Is not a Loshon which is directly connected, keneged what it is in the Oren. So taking away his Big Day Kehuna is taking away the klipa of Olam Hazeh, which is merumes on taking away Anone HaKovet. That the Anone HaKovet made the Levush grow with you, was part of you. That's not part of you anymore. Now you've got to search. So that's why there was a mitzvah to take it away and to be malvish, because the Levush Kehuna of Ar of Elozer is not a continuation of Aaron, it's Bias Eretz Tzron, which causes that the Onan is not there, and the Levush of Amalek can tell you the wrong story. And that's the Milchoma, because it's the 7 Masoes of the distance. And the natural to it is when you see the distance, how far it is to search for the Emes, is the idea of the Nechoshim. Nechoshim means that they spoke Losh Nochosh, is the one which is that Sheker of Etz Hadas. So that's why the Nechoshim came to attack them. And Rashi says the Nechoshim made them speak what did they speak against? The Mon. Because the Mon has the interpretation that you give. He doesn't tell you the interpretation, you tell it the interpretation. You have a Nochosh that has no interpretation, Rasha says, because everything tastes the same, to somebody who can give the taste. By knowing how to give the taste, you realize that Amalekim don't speak. Der Levush, you are the one on Masbir. That's Aaron, Torah Shebal Peh, Karin and Baal, that's Malchus. Malchus Peh, Torah Shebal Peh, which means that in the distance, things are not obvious. You need to give an explanation. Don't listen to its explanation. You give the explanation. And therefore, Davka by Nechoshim is telling you that Nechoshim, which is exactly the opposite, they came to punish Klal Yisrael. And what was the tikkun? The tikkun is that when you look at the Nechoshim and on its surface, it's killing you. But if you give an interpretation of Chaim because you're mistaken like Kapi Milo being Chaim, that's what life is all about. Changing the reality, the levush, the limudis, it's not on its own. Because in its own, it can tell you the wrong story. Look at the story that they gave you in Amalek. You have to find the right story of the levush. That will allow the levush to confuse you, to allow the levush to be merames to dvorim and nechoinim, which is the big de kehuna, and that's the tikkun, kishir mistaklim klapi maila, the nochash itself, you find avinu shebashamayim.